Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
101X, it's the Morning X, Jason Dick and friends. Good morning, my friends. How are you? There's my number one friend. It's no surprise to me. Nick Hajda is my enemy. Because every now and then he says he doesn't give an S about me. Right out of the real version, too. Mm-hmm. Which one do you like better? Nicholas Hajda. Good morning, my friend. What's up, buddy?
I specifically told you that I missed you and don't say mean things about you.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Sometimes you say you don't give an S
about
me. Not
to your face.
No, you've said that. You told me that before.
Okay, right? But if I yell it at you when I'm angry, that just shouldn't count.
All right. Noted young person, new friend.
sorry. What?
Oh, that's a really good one.
I know.
She's been laugh.
No, I thought of this the other day, and I was like, oh, that's a good one. And now that I was about to say it, I was like, it just sounds like a stupid brag, when in fact it's gross. New friend, noted young person. She's been alive less years than I've been sexually active. Good morning, Emily.
Oh, that's a new one. That's a new one. Good morning. Do I have a lot? I don't think I have many comments to that.
That's why I was like, that's really a fact about me.
Yeah.
More than it is about you.
Yeah, you're
so.
Just saying, you're like, my wow, bad. Emily, look at you. You're lame. And
no, it's just you're a normal 23-year-old, and I'm a 39-year-old who got himself in romantic situation.
I'm trying to think of how old Emily was my first time.
Uh-huh.
I'll let you know.
Let me know.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that some advanced calculus?
It might be 23.
I was about to say, I'm only 23, so like 25 could be acceptable for that.
Welcome into day number two of things not functioning correctly around here. It won't be as bad as the start of yesterday's show.
What are you talking about? That was perfect.
Yeah. I'm probably advised against even explaining any of this, but I just like, I want the listeners to know how things were. Apparently, there is one box back in the engineering of the radio station that controls a huge amount of functionality for all. How many radio stations we have now? Like 42?
Eight.
It controls the super duper important piece of functionality for all of the radio stations, mm-hmm. and that box broke. I don't work in management around here.
Get two boxes?
Yeah, have another box ready. I didn't know that we had this precious box. I don't understand Star Wars references. Is this the beehole of the Death Star?
The size of the Womp Rat that catastrophic fail if Luke hits it.
Right. Shouldn't we not have one box that controls all of these important things?
There's a room in
That'd
the,
be smart.
In, there's a room in the back that has a bunch of computers and servers and things. Yeah. That controls the radio station. And like, you know the Staples Easy button? All we have are hard buttons.
Yeah.
It's like a minefield trying to avoid hitting one of those hard buttons.
Right. What are all those things doing if there's one box, this one little box that's controlling all of that? I don't really understand.
It's probably our IT guy, Brian, is just mining cryptocurrency.
Oh.
Like he's condensed the radio station into one PC.
As if,
Well.
Anyways, it should be fine. Everything's going to be mostly normal. Normally I would do a super amount of complaining about this, but I'm just thankful to still have a job. Also, consultant, this is why we'll miss some of the off ramps every once in a while, because it's difficult for me to push buttons.
Yes.
What's that, consultant? Don't address you directly on the air? Okay. I'll make a note of that. Morning X headlines, we misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines. Yeah, all right, just go. Hang on. I got to turn and go over there and turn that off.
Yeah.
It's fine. Works out.
Your back's going to start hurting after a while. Your spine. It's a good little spine
crack. Workspace wasn't built for me.
That's true.
Sorry.
Okay.
Florida, you want to do a Florida man first thing in the morning? I always like to put the Florida man right at the front of the show.
It's like my cup of coffee at this point.
Brightens your morning.
It's like that meth that just puts that pep in your step.
It's a 34-year-old Florida man, Kenesha. It's a Florida woman. Arrested for DUI after she crashed her car into a Taco Bell.
Ugh. Why would you do that?
I guess to be fair, it was a Taco Bell sign. And the water meter and a tree.
Oh.
Is that better than hitting the actual Taco Bell?
Yeah, because like hitting the actual Taco Bell can inconvenience a lot of other drunk drivers out there.
Right.
So.
Now, because you think they probably continue to operate with a busted sign and a water meter on the fritz.
Definitely.
But if you crash into the Taco Bell, it's over.
It's over for them at least 6 months.
Yeah, the last Friday night, too. That can mess up people's entire weekend.
Yeah.
Now, the important part of this story. And I will behave carefully here, as I've been accused of things in the past. Her name is Kanisha Booz.
Mm-hmm.
Booz?
Booz. B-O-O-Z-E. She's busted for drunk driving. Her name is Kanisha Booz.
It was written in the stars for her.
Yes.
All right, a good lawyer. That's all you need to get her off.
You could, that she was just born to be this way, Nick?
Yeah, it's not her fault.
See, now you guys are doing the thing that I was once. You remember, Nick?
Yeah.
4 years ago, all right? There was a meth lady dancing on top of a car off Runberg in Austin, okay?
Uh-huh.
And she had a name to me that just screamed, stripper meth lady dancer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when I said she has this name, she was born to do this.
But her name
I was looked upon with shame, okay?
Okay.
I was said, Jason, they said, how dare you say that on the radio? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then it was explained to me off the air that apparently her name would, you know, identifies her with some particular cultural alignment. And I was like, I didn't think that at all. That's y'all's racist brain, okay? Mm-hmm. I just thought that girl sounds like somebody who danced on top of a car while high on meth. Okay?
Yeah.
So you guys saying that Kanisha Booz was born to be a drunk driver, shame. Shame, shame.
Okay, well, Miss was it
Kanisha Booz.
Keisha Taylor.
Oh.
Dumb. Who was her name was not Keisha Dances Naked with Meth on a cop car. Slight differences. Also, we thought you were going to go a completely different direction when you brought up the name thing. It's fine.
You guys got to...
Oh, you guys
don't mind anything about meth in this, so now you're in trouble for that.
Oh, she wasn't on meth?
I mean, I don't know what she was on, but...
She was just dancing on top of a car for the love of the game?
I think she was on Runberg Lane.
Oh, maybe that's what that's why I just added that up.
I'll keep digging. I'll let you know.
That seems fine. By the way, Kanisha Booz works at the Taco Bell. Where she
was she leaving work?
It was 10:20 p.m. I don't know. Was she leaving work? Was she arriving at work? You know,
she was mad at work.
You guys ever, I don't do this. I feel like you might do this, Nick. Just hang out at their work. I get the F out as soon as I can get the F out, and I stay away.
Oh, but good for you for having friends outside the building.
But, yeah, I remember a time where it was just like I was working at the putt-putt, and when I wasn't working at the putt-putt, I was hanging out at the putt-putt, you know, whacking balls and playing video games.
Yeah.
I do like to, on my way out, just circle through the building and just start peppering, like holding court with various groups of people, and then... When I finally see that they're just tired of me, that's when I leave. I can just see it in their eyes and they go blank and they're like, okay,
I'd rather
do these TPS reports than listen to Nick's jokes.
Then you just say, thank you, good night, I'm clocking out.
Mic drop.
101X, it's the Morning X, Jason, Nick, and Prince Nick. Emily here, a $50 Kalahari Resorts gift card could be yours in just a moment.
Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Pants. Emily, do you know who Eli Manning is?
Eli Manning.
Football. It says here, the story I'm looking at, New York Giants legend.
Yeah.
Legend?
Take that, Phil Simms.
I haven't heard of him. So,
well, I mean,
what kind of a legend if I haven't heard of him?
See, here's the thing. I will admit, I have a rational distaste for Eli Manning because I'm a Cowboys fan. He plays in the same division as the Cowboys, and he's sort of... menaced us for many years, ended many of our seasons, even though he's an average player at best.
Mm-hmm.
And he won two.
Oof, burn.
He won two Super Bowls, and the Cowboys haven't won Super Bowl since I was your age, Emily.
Yeah.
God damn, I wish it had been one Super Bowl since I was 10 years old.
The curse of Jason Dick strikes again.
And so, the legend, okay, sure. He's the younger brother of Peyton. He is sort of known for walking around. They call it Eli Manning face. I always says he looks like he has a full diaper.
Yes.
Aww.
Did I invent that? Like, I feel like I invented saying Eli Manning has pooped his pants, but it might just be like it trended on Twitter one time, I started saying it.
If you stole from somewhere, you did a good job, because I don't remember that being anything else.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay, I invented that.
I've never heard of it again before, so this is good. This is all new for me.
I invented that and referring to your male genitalia as junk, okay?
Junk? Mm-hmm.
Even though that happens in the movie E.T., I had already said it.
Yes. Oh, okay? Pre-E.T.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So that's who Eli Manning is, and I'm good. He's off the breadline, guys. He's working again. The New York Giants have hired him. He will work in business operations and fan engagement roles.
I was going to ask, is this a story about him starting a social media job or something?
Well, he actually, he's also he's going to work on original content development, which includes a new lifestyle series that premieres this fall. Are you guys into a new Eli Manning lifestyle? He's like, got to change my pants again. What happens in his new lifestyle series? But in his quote about being back with the Giants, quote, "I'm willing to do anything," end quote. He's like an intern on his first day. He's just like, "I'll do whatever. You guys need somebody to run for coffee? I got you.
Here's the story. Daniel Jones, official starting quarterback of the New York Giants. Watch your ass. Okay?
Oh, yeah? Eli's coming back to play quarterback?
I'm just saying. He's been out of the league for a couple of years. That's enough time to get some HGH in your system without tripping the sensors.
Here's Eli on his new life and position with the Giants.
What is Tom Brady's favorite wine? I can't beat the Giants!
That had nothing to do with your new position, Eli Manning. That was just a bet.
That was a bad joke, but a good joke, because I got it.
You get that joke?
Yeah.
Because...
Do you get it?
Yeah, I get the joke.
I just want to make sure. Like,
I get the joke.
You didn't laugh or anything.
Please explain it to Jason, this football joke.
So he said, what is his favorite wine?
Yeah.
And then he said a complaint afterwards. Yeah. So like whining.
Right.
Like, but I mean, I've never heard of I can't beat the Giants when I go to Trader Joe's.
It's because...
$2 Chuck? No, can't beat the Giants?
No, can't beat the Giants.
Okay.
Is that in between Pinot Grigio and...
I guess you don't need to know this to get the joke, but Tom Brady famously lost in the Super Bowl 2 times to the Giants.
Once the Giants were in their perfect season.
Yeah, I mean, undefeated. I figured. So he said he can't beat the Giants.
Which, look,
congratulations, Eli Manning, working again.
If this is all Eli Manning does for the rest of his life is just troll Tom Brady about the fact that you beat him twice in the Super Bowl, I'm in. I love it.
That's fine.
It's great.
That's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That might be my hatred of Tom Brady just showing up, but yeah.
You know what? Eli Manning, look at Tom Brady. He had a weird-looking face. He got plastic surgery to fix it, okay? Go to the doctor and be like, hey, I constantly look like I have a full diaper. Can you do anything about that?
Oh, dude, if Eli, that's another good troll job. If you just have Tom Brady's face, if you steal his good looks, yes.
$50 to spend at Kalahari Resorts right now. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. Going to play Are You Smarter Than Jason in just a moment. Good luck on the phone. 101X, it's the Morning X, Jason, Dick, and Prince.
I saw it.
Whoa.
The lights just flickered in here, and I was like, hang on.
We're haunted.
Is the whole radio station going out, or I'm just waiting for my body to give out, so I was like, is it me?
Which one will go first?
Is this the end?
They'll go together.
Roger from Fort Worth tweets at the Morning X, says, Jason may not have invented the term junk, but he definitely invented new ways to avoid paying taxes.
Oh.
Which I bring up only to point out that... I had a conversation with the company that I hired and paid many thousands of dollars to prepare my taxes this year. Because I realized, I was like, hey, the deadline was last week. I was dead lying in the ground for the deadline to pay. And so I just messaged them. I was like, what? Did you pay my taxes? What happened? And they're like, we're still working on it. I'm like, what do you mean you're still working on it?
How can you still work on it?
I'm surprised that they don't just give you the beep, beep, beep. This number has been disconnected.
Yeah, I don't know. They said they filed the extension for me. But I'm like, I've done my taxes on TurboTax in one night. You guys have been at this for 3 months. What is happening? So... It better be fine. They better be fine. All the whole loops.
That was definitely another Jason brag right there.
What
like
was
a humble brag?
That was
a brag?
You're like,
I have so much money. I can just pay people to do my taxes. Remember the days when I did TurboTax? Those people.
A year ago. I want to get back to those days. I'm going back next year.
Join me.
A $50 Kalahari Resort gift card could be yours now. Go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid.
Our contestant today is, hi, Daniel? Daniel?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Daniel. They added like six more plates for me to spin. I'm going the hallway. Goodbye,
yeah, yeah. Daniel, we've got three trivia topics to pick from. Oh, it's so hard to click and then click. Daniel, we've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those. Answer more correct than Jason, and you will win the tickets. Watch out, he's reeling. Number one, computery terms. Trivia number two, snake trivia. Or number three, want to get high, which is mountain trivia.
Ah, I see what you did there.
It's elevation, Holmes. Computers, snakes, mountains.
Let's go computers.
All right. Pac-Man's name comes from Paku Paku, which is a Japanese onomatopoeia used for what action? Pac-Man's name comes from Paku Paku, which is a Japanese onomatopoeia that means what action?
Biting?
I'll give you credit. It's eating.
Okay.
Yeah. It's specifically eating noisily, but yeah, sure.
Also, I'm a little sad that I don't get to make these noises with today.
You can do it. Do it at the same time. There you go. Number two, what annoying computer term comes from a Monty Python sketch about canned meat? What annoying computer term comes from a Monty Python? What is it?
Spamming?
Spam is correct.
Woo!
And finally, what kind of malicious program gets its name from Greek mythology? What kind of malicious program gets its name from Greek?
Trojan.
Trojan horse, yes. I'll give you credit for that as well. Hold on, Daniel. Get Jason back in here. He'll say that I'm being too generous, but that's fine. Daniel chose...
You gave him some... Well,
yep.
I mean, it was justified.
The first one, but I had to make sure you got at least one correct.
See, you're lenient on the listener, yet you're like, oh, how hard is it to do two clicks? I got to click there, then click there, then click there, then push this, then push that. Okay?
Well, that's why you get paid.
Normally, I just push this, that, and click. No click. There's no click.
That's why you get paid I can pay the IRS to look the other way on my taxes money.
Is that what's happening?
Daniel chose computery terms.
Man, just a moment when I realized, I was like, oh, damn it. That was like last week. Are they going to come pick me up? What's going to happen?
Nah.
I start looking over my shoulder. I'm like,
somebody just breaks
like, I'm
just
in the grocery store right now. They could come find me right now.
Hey. If you see any men with dark sunglasses and suits, run. Okay, run.
First of all, they fired all the IRS people. So it'll take them years to get after you.
Good.
Second of all, just walk away. Walk away from the government.
I don't know if that works, man.
That's what my mom always told me when I was in a situation that I didn't want to be in. She said, just walk away.
That was going to be actual tax advice. All right.
It was.
Computer terms, Daniel got three correct. Number one, Pac-Man.
He got all three correct?
All three correct.
Yeah.
Computer terms.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Pac-Man's name comes from Paku Paku, which is a Japanese onomatopoeia used for what action? Pac-Man. Paku Paku.
Pac-Man.
Which is a Japanese onomatopoeia used for what action?
What's an onomatopoeia?
Oh, it's a thing that describes a thing.
It's a word that describes a sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Like bamf.
No?
Or
that
yowza.
Doesn't seem like one.
Those are all the
Batman
things.
I think
things.
It's like bang, crash.
Yeah. Those are the ones you wanted to use, not bamf, yowza.
No, I'm making a deep cut reference that comic book people understand. Bamf is a classic.
Good for you.
You are a huge nerd.
Oh, I haven't heard that drop in a while.
Pico.
Paku Paku.
Paku Paku.
Paku Paku. For what? Action?
Yeah.
Paku Paku. Paku Paku.
One more time.
It doesn't sound like anything to me. Paku Paku.
Well, it's Japanese.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, but it's still a sound. The computer sound doesn't in a different language, right?
Take it up with Japan, man.
All right. What's the category?
Computery terms.
Double click.
No. Eating. Because Pac-Man eats the little dots and then he eats the ghosts. So, yeah.
You know, when he, like, moves, he goes, paku, paku, paku.
I understand that he's eating the thing. I don't
boo,
know.
Boo, 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 boo.
Your process is terrible.
That's, number two.
You win, Daniel.
Oh, almost forgot
Nick,
his name.
Nick didn't even have to cheat for you.
What annoying computer term
paku, paku.
Comes from a Monty Python sketch about canned meat?
What
annoying computer term
annoying
comes from a Monty Python sketch about canned meat?
The computer term is annoying?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well,
depending.
You just
depending.
Said annoying computer term. It seems like
the thing that this term is meaning is annoying, and now,
now, fine. Now you realize you find the error in your ways?
No, okay. I think this is acceptable.
I'm
taking some alliteration with it, but yeah.
Taking some alliteration.
That was a mistake.
What is happening right now? Yeah, I already lost. So I'm going to say Windows 98.
Spam. Term for spam mail.
Okay.
Yeah, meat, spam.
Okay. They had that spam sketch.
Right.
Spam, spam, spam,
right.
Spam.
I'm annoyed every time I hear that word spam.
What kind of malicious program gets its name from a Greek
malware.
Mythology? Trojan horse.
No. Probably could have waited on that one. All right, Daniel, you did it. Hold on.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.